Welcome to Kaput Radio. I am Martin, and I will have a good year, and so should you. This show runs on a leisurely pace, so just lean back and let it become your ambience. I would like to spell out some facts, totally denied or entirely omitted from mainstream media. There are serious misconceptions about the performance of industries worldwide. One could be easily fooled by their so-called press releases or their public relations departments, particularly being disseminated through compliant mass media. Industry, particularly some branches, have an abysmal record of performance. They are in many cases overaged and outdated rusty buckets, and they are run by incompetent cheap labor with disastrous environmental and social consequences. Oil spills, toxic and hazardous chemical emissions, nuclear industry failures, global man-made health epidemics, airline fuel dumps overbuilt up man-made areas, marine waste dumping, destroying natural foods with biotech farming dominance, and the list is endless. But Terminator seeds, that's the death of birth itself. And it's a fully intentional industry strategy, folks. So much for the reputation of industry. Industry, you are a disgrace. This miserable performance is, of course, reflected in politics. Now, I'm not going to start another tirade about politicians' performances. That's a complete waste of time. Yet, they are annoying in many situations where we would like to have grown-up people who have functioning brains. The American public rates politicians of the Congress with 20% approval. That means 4 out of 5 Congress people are way below the performance mark. It seems either God makes their speeches or Disneyland. In either case, a fast lane to the American collapse.
I'm Rick Perry, and I really approve this message.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
And I'm Newt Gingrich, and I approve this message.
Whereas North Koreans expressed grief for the deceased dear leader, was genuine or fake? The fake is easy to recognize. When the wailing face suddenly becomes hidden behind hands and they turn their face away from the camera, that's clearly faking it.
Kim Jong-un released a statement via state television with familiar rhetoric.
Okay. But let's proceed to the performance of institutions. What about justice? The Pentagon legalizes torture, commits collateral murder, and Bradley Manning and Julian Assange are supposed to be the fall guys? Come on, General Moron, Lieutenant Loopy, come on! What about peace? Nobel Peace Prize Obama, with capture and kill policy, intensifying everyone's arms industries with drone technology.
Most extraordinary chapters in the history of the American military will come to an end. Iraq's future will be in the hands of its people.
This holiday season at the White House, we wanted to show our thanks with a very special holiday tribute.
America's war in Iraq will be over.
But there is one item of military equipment that won't be cut. In fact, the U.S. can't build it fast enough. Though relatively new to the battlefield, unmanned drones are used to gather intelligence in hostile areas and drop missiles on enemy targets.
And what about Middle East peace envoy Tony Blair? The 25-state solution coming during 2100? Do I really have to point out the complete failure of any successful performance this year? What about police and military? Hang on, they are actually only doing what politicians are asking them to do, which is performing badly for a bad status quo. And the central institution for all things on earth, the finance institutions. How are they performing? Well, folks, it's not difficult to see an underwhelming performance, thereby destroying economies, sinking nations, corrupting everybody, and commodifying everything on the planet in the process. How's their performance? Of course they will claim performance bonuses.
The European Union is fragmenting, and it's fragmenting because it was a bad idea in many ways, and from the point of view of Germany, it was a terrible idea. They're shelling out money for the Greeks, for the Portuguese, or whoever. Germany depends on Russian natural gas for its survival. Russia badly needs German technology. There has been intense interaction between the two countries to the point that Gerhard Schroeder, a former chancellor of Germany, sits on the board of Gazprom. Vladimir Putin will go down in history as the person who recreated the Russian Federation and its relationships. One of the things we learn is nations come and go, but great powers manage to maintain themselves. And great issues, the Russian-German relationship, are always on the table. And that's what we're facing again. Everybody thought that there was something final in the collapse of the Soviet Union. There wasn't. It was an interregnum. And now it's back.
Are you then still astonished to hear Wales and Scotland intending to split from the UK? What? Yes, the question arises whether the City of London is worth having or not. That's a really badass reputation to have. The City of London, a leech on the UK, a parasite they hate but need, they say. Does it really help to perform better by hiring more finance, increasing everybody's liabilities, demanding economies in the absence of demand to grow into channels of complete dysfunctional activities in the realms of arms profiteering, together with fear propaganda, human slavery, mining the bejesus out of an already fragile environment, hunting the last marine species to extinction? Is that a performance label the finance industry wants to carry?
This year, the world was reminded the global financial crisis had not been conquered.
In a sense, failure in the West.
And global turmoil.
The current economic situation is entering a dangerous phase.
It has to be pointed out to the editorial staff of mainstream media that these facts poke everyone into the eye every day. And to admit them put you all out of the current affairs and news business. So I suggest you adapt and dress up in pajama banana suits for the news show. Then your irritating immature performances could be sold off to other English language countries who are stupid enough to confuse the material with kids' television. But when a performance is good, I shall give it true credit.
Like some just what? Look at the labyrinth we're living in. Sick of them sticking us in a paradigm with crime, truth and sin. This whole system, I never fitted in. I laid down my own path and just did my thing. Block my ears, I ain't listening to the lies they're giving. My eyes see through the conditioning. This whole system, I never fitted in. I laid down my own path and just did my
Melbourne is swelling with tales of telling. Your state's got what it takes to make felons whose only aim is rebelling. Even gothic kids are playing Gargamel and casting spells. Girls getting round, looking far from elegant. It's beautiful one day, nasty as hell the next. Check St. Kilda at night where harlots are selling sex. And just about anywhere you can get yourself Charlie or X. Look for your locals, they're probably not living far from your rest. As for society, it's stuck in a state of hurt. Police don't protect or serve cause it's too much paperwork. Just ask for a favour now and I'll be like, later jerk. Or pay me first, it's a trait I learnt from my date of birth. Since my youth days, in the place my troops played, we'd all get too blazed and go out on a crusade to spread the word of the crew. Our special service to you. No need for names, we know you heard of us, true.
Look at the labyrinth we're living in. Sick of them sticking us in a paradigm with crime, truth and sin. This whole system, I never fitted in. I laid down my own path and just did my thing. Block my ears, I ain't listening to the lies they're giving. My eyes see through the conditioning. This whole system, I never fitted in. I laid down my own path and just did my thing.
Fuck a shop stock controller, they're a Motorola rollers. Picking pockets of office workers, walking, holding folders. And Malvern gold holders strolling. Shit, even the land we're living on is stolen. All under the watchful eye of pigs patrolling. Politicians lie to beat the polls. People don't believe what they told them, but are stuck with what they sold them. So what's the deal? You either run the hand you got, all in, or you're folding. I play the game of life like it was a major heist. Stay precise, take the prize, stake the
prize and make it nice. Don't waste my time with fake advice or blatant lies. I'm not afraid to face a snake in the eyes. I make him break the sky, the sky's the limit. The bigger picture's like a piece of pussy, cause I'm trying to see that I'm up in it. Chris can quell all kinds of critics. I've got hip hop locked, so come and knock when it's time to visit.
Look at the labyrinth we're living in. Sick of them sticking us in a paradigm with crime, truth and sin. This whole system, I never fit it in. I laid down my own path and just did my thing. Block my ears, I ain't listening to the lies they're giving. My eyes see through the conditioning. This whole system, I never fit it in. I laid down my own path and just did my thing.
South to southeasterly winds are going to keep temperatures below average across the east again. We've got a fair bit of instability about the northeast and the southeast with some showers and possible thunderstorms. Should see mostly southerly winds with.
That's disgusting. Folks, I watched the Pope. You know, the German ex-Nazi and pedophile protector? Well, he spoke in his Christmas address about the dangers of glitter and glam and greed and recklessness. While seated on a magnificently carved and gilded chair at least worth $1 million, and in front of pompous gold-glittering furniture of his church. I'm just saying. I also watched all the other Christmas addresses. The Queen of England, our Prime Minister, the opposition leader, and, as good ally to the US, we could see Barack and Michelle Obama, David Cameron, even Christian Wolff from Germany. Essentially, they said all the same, more or less, with different phrases, of course, but summed up, it sounds a bit like this. Dear citizens, do us a favor. Stock up massive amounts of neurological reward path-friendly junk food. Enough junk for the mind, for the DVD player, and then go home to your family, friend, and loved ones, barricade the doors and windows, and sit it out till the end of next year. And you'll just be fine when there are some jobs again. Merry Christmas.
Get away from it all. All this dashing about in search of peace and contentment, it doesn't work. Wherever you go, you take your problems with you. There's no escaping yourself. A man can run and run for only so long. Then he's got to stop, face himself, ask himself the eternal question. What am I doing here? What's it all about? Is there a God? An all-powerful intelligence directing our existence here on Earth? Surely the evidence is against it. So how do you face the existential terror, the hopelessness, the dark corridors of one's mind, the yawning, black, meaningless abyss they don't tell you about in the brochures? Oh, no, my friends. There are no package tours to despair. It's a one-man journey, and you'll pay for it all your life. Don't you feel that? Sometimes in the small hours of the morning, don't you want to cry out?
Her detonated his explosive vest.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing with my life. I'm sitting here doing commentaries for these awful, bloody films.
Police were ordered to fire directly into the crowd.
Public school twit too half willing to get a job in advertising. And you know something? You know whose fault it is? You lot. Yes, you so-called cinema patrons. You sit there stuffing your stupid faces with chocolate peanuts, gawping at these dreadful films. Well, why do you put up with them? You could stop them tomorrow.
Those killed were villagers smuggling gas and sugar into Turkey.
Rubbish on! Well, I'll tell you why they put this rubbish on, incidentally. Because they don't have to pay a proper hire charge for films like this. That's why they're dead cheap. Well, I don't care about you lot. I can't take it anymore. I can't stand any more of these films. They make me throw up. No.
Explosions in Burma's biggest city, Rangoon.
Sun-drenched polyglot playground paradise jam-packed with wild-eyed, snake-hipped, tawny Danish blondes. And where the fountains spout glittery cascades of Vino Rosso till eternity. That's what I need. A holiday. A cruise. Travel. Around the world in 80 days.
They call themselves anonymous. They are hackers on steroids.
Police say they have arrested three suspected hackers believed to be part of an international network.
Of
Hassan, tell us.
Anonymous, the group responsible for Operation Payback, which temporarily crippled the websites of MasterCard, Visa, and PayPal.
We are Legion.
We are Anonymous.
Distributed denial of service to blob the stack or drag when DOS attacks. Suits without a head get scared and shit. They slash you won't relax. A sense of compassion, a justice must be swift. How turn the hurt in the pockets of white supremacists. These nemesis is never this vicious. We troll the net for missions. Evil's your position. Your files gonna cover missing. We're supposed to dissing, posturing and speaking out of fear. Super consciousness, our warriors are virtual bombardiers. We don't forget, we don't forget. Expect us wars and no one to protect us. Come together as a legion. Internet, unite, connect us. We will make our presence known. We got folks on the megaphones. SQL inject intravenously like it's prednisone. Rebelling on a larger scale. We Jonas came to slay the whale. We hip till they slither and swing in them lizards by their tail. We check their mail. Defacing professional looking webpage. When I rhyme, I whip the sheeple's catatonic vestige. Spelling the message encapsulated in the rap track. Black facts is project chronology. Target back ass for the back fact. And I'm the type of person never hijack. Destruction of Chris Falk camp or the way this ass act. We vigilant, the vigilante. Hide a stake enough the anti-cross site script. And Felicia Palmer would punch the panties. Epilepsy foundation far from invasion. Turks and Brazilians, Tunisians, even Malaysians.
Gorka website, we pulled that just to see, have a look about what's going on. It talks about the power people now have on the internet if they want to do this.
Technically speaking, they are heroes because they can solve everything. They are up all over the security systems.
Train event, we rage and give a fuck about a cousin club McKay Hatch. Profanity, I spew it for the fucking loving cause I can. And who the hell is you to try to change your man? Operation Payback, radical Avenger Sange. Intelligent Israelis with viruses known as Stuxnet. Programming logic controllers and Rukin South's ass. We need to know, trying to feed the homeless. Cops are screaming no. Government and corporate sources, we must defeat our foes. As freedom goes, they trying to sniff his album. Get the ISPs reversed, send the cameras on computers. Feds are IME, Marine Corporate, Bradley Manning, naked, the Quantico. Maximum security methods with torches, trying to go to Aaron Barr forever. You will walk around with slash and scar and crash your car. Executives are worshiping the morning star. It is bizarre, the people are the ones oppressing people. When will the day come? We recognize as equals. Electronic money from Satoshi Nakamoto. Spending bitcoins on hoes for their photos with no kimonos. Remarkable power, the Python is clearing syntax. International Federation of Photo Binjack. The script kiddies hacking to the mainframe of big cities. YouTube videos for children showing big titties. No pity for the oppressive and get it through your skulls. We were born to change the world, evolving past the hacks for laws.
There are hackers which are fighting for some kind of ideological points, and hackers who are just doing illegal activities.
The police department goes into certain things and the government goes into certain things. Probably I would put that on the same level as I would someone who goes in and hacks into a site they're not supposed to be on.
The bottom line is, if you have information in a database someplace, consider yourself a potential target.
Expect us. We don't forgive, so don't forget.
After this performance, summing up a whole lot of people in charge of failing to perform, I'd like to take a step sideways to the performance of Australia's xenophobic, inhumanitarian refugee shtick.
Authorized entry.
Blaming Labour's immigration policies for the weekend's boat tragedy. Both sides of politics say this isn't the time for playing politics, but that hasn't stopped them attacking each other's stance on asylum seekers.
Refugee advocates say politicians are turning asylum seekers into political footballs.
Playing partisan politics with this is playing fast and loose with people's lives.
And then we had the performance of World Bodies Full of Aspiration, a lot of perspiration for the best spin to be released to the public. Great stuff, folks. Free air travel, meals, accommodation and fun. Yeah! What about science? How does science fare? My observations find God particles without divine conclusions about what we are made of. We experienced the early history of the cosmos without a bang. Instead, more DocuSolve DVDs about unessential questions and the accomplishment of underrated and boring people. We can build mice, which are remote controlled, and human body parts are available from the lab. Performance seems to be measured by the size of your financial backer. Well, that's rather a cute performance without giving humanity any value. But I'm sure thinking rationally seems as good as performing well as a nutter of any irrational paradigm you may want to choose from. Let's say like The Unthinkers, a new global Twitter/Facebook church.
Kappa.
The man is utterly mad. You're playing a lunatic.
That's the problem. He's a brilliant lunatic. You can't tell which way he'll jump. Like his game, he's impossible to analyze. You can't dissect him, predict him. Which of course means he's not a lunatic at all.
That's my strategy. My style's insane. It's game on, and I came to bomb. My aim's on. If you're thinking this isn't the same song as them lame Johns, then you ain't wrong. It's insane how I can take a beat, break up each piece, make it the heat, then lace him with speech and send him straight to the street where even the haters say this shit's insane. Yeah, you all got that right. You'll wanna cry cause you're not as tight. I ain't trying to find myself caught up in all of the hype, so y'all should just call it a night. This ain't your average run of the mill, lusting for bills. I'm coming to kill with something that's ill. I summon my skill and get all up in your grill just like a fucking drill. Insane pain with no Novocaine, but dope on the brain, the most potent of strains to flow through your veins. Don't act like you don't know the name. You suckers can't hang like Saddam Hussein. Nowadays powerful players are buying up thousands of acres and taking our freedoms away from us, saying what people are speaking is dangerous, claiming they're crazy and cause I think out of the box and doubt it a lot. Talk about how we're all watched by CCTV on each and every block, surrounded by the cops. Does that make me insane? Nah, checkmate's got his head on straight. I'm always hitting dead on, mate, when I detonate, blowing minds with every breath I take. You know what I'm saying?
And in breaking performance news, how is Iran performing? Where are Condoleezza Rice's mushrooms clouds?
War games in the Gulf. If the West imposes sanctions on its oil industry, it's threatening to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. Iran insists its nuclear program is peaceful.
I'm sure that the military hardware of Russian origin will not be sacrificed for a spat into the Gulf of Hormuz. Hormuz? But the slingshots and wooden submarines are ready to upset the mood of some shipping contractors. All the reason to change gears in the arms business for the fast lane. Hooray!
The United States and Saudi Arabia signed a letter of offer and acceptance for the sale of up to 84 advanced F-15 SA fighter aircraft. It also includes upgrades to its current fleet of 70 F-15 aircraft. This sale will send a strong message to countries in the region.
The U.S. has also announced an $11 billion deal to sell tanks and aircraft to another longtime Iranian enemy, Iraq.
When they say this is for Iraqi sovereignty, for them to defend themselves, in truth what they're meaning is we pay them in money and weapons in order to do U.S. bidding.
And how does religion perform?
Brooms and fists flying as around 100 priests and monks battled on the site where Jesus is supposed to have been born.
What? Christians fighting with brooms over Jesus, who incidentally hasn't a single historical record wherever and whatsoever. But why I'm thinking about US candidates again, it's irritating. Anyway, how was your religious service? Do you rate it any higher than a good snooze? You know, like the sleeping Buddha? Imagine a sleeping God lying on his side and snoring occasionally. Headline, God asleep at the wheel. Well, that explains a lot. But then a much better performance can be had with a rap card to Evolution.
Whoever is led to believe that species are mutable will do good service by conscientiously expressing his conviction. For only thus can the load of prejudice by which this subject is overwhelmed be removed.
So what you know about natural selection? Go ahead and ask a question and see where the answer gets you. Try being passive aggressive or try smashing heads in and see which tactic brings your plans to fruition. If you have an explanation in mind, then you're wasting your time, cause the best watchmaker is blind. Takes a certain base kind of impatient mind to explain away nature with intelligent design. But the truth shall set you free from those useless superstitious beliefs in a literal Adam and Eve and that Edenic myth, cause their family tree is showing some genetic drift. Take it from this bald-headed non-celibate monk with the lyrical equivalent of an elephant's trunk. It's time to elevate your mind state and celebrate your kinship with the primates. The weak and the strong, who got it going on? We lived in the dark for so long. The weak and the strong, Darwin got it going on. Creationism is dead wrong.
The view which most naturalists entertain, namely that each species has been independently created, is erroneous.
Okay, it's time to reveal my identity. I'm the manifestation of tens of millions of centuries of sexual selection. Best believe I'm the best of the best of the best of the best of generations of competitive pressure genetically. But don't get upset, cause we got the same pedigree. You and I will find a common ancestor eventually if we rewind geological time regressively. And I could say the same for this hibiscus tree and this lizard and this flea and this sesame seed. And if you still disbelieve in what your senses perceive, I could even use this rhyme as a remedy. Cause there's so much variation in the styles in this industry and differential survival when the people listening decide what they're into and what really isn't interesting. You could thrive like Timberlake on a Timberland beat, or go extinct like Vanilla Ice and NSYNC. It's survival of the fittest, but fitness is a tricky thing. It changes from place to place, from winter to spring. But the real question in this social scientific simile is heredity. Whether we inherit our techniques from our predecessors or invent them independently. But then we're talking memes, and that's a different thing. Richard Dawkins, can I get a proper definition, please? The weak and the strong, who got it going on? Lived in the dark for so long. The weak and the strong, Darwin got it going on. Creationism is dead wrong. The weak and the strong, who got it going on? Whoever leaves the most spawn. The weak and the strong, Darwin got it going on. Creationism is
erroneous.
I hear some people complain, like, I don't want to be an ape. I never came from monkey DNA. I believe God made me in a day. Jesus saves. Yeah, he's great. But stop being afraid to use the reason he gave you. Let science solve some giant problems and find some final results. I think it's time for y'all to let your minds evolve and listen to a different kind of silent call. The kind that comes from pine trees and not pine saw. I'm talking about the mystical vision that Einstein saw, wondering at the infinite depths of divine thought, realizing that scripture could never define God. Because if there is a personal God, then he's been jerking off. So why would he bother designing an albatross when natural selection already does such an excellent job just by balancing benefits and costs? I say banish God into the gaps if he can't help us understand the simplest facts. I want a relaxed God of infinite naps. We'll be alright without him. Just give us a chance. The weak and the strong, who got it going on? We lived in the dark for so long. The weak and the strong, Darwin got it going on. Creationism is dead wrong. The weak and the strong, who got it going on? Whoever leaves the most spawn. The weak and the strong, Darwin got it going on. Creationism is dead wrong.
Dead wrong. Dead wrong.
See, everybody's always talking about, do you believe in evolution? Do you believe in creation? Nobody believes in evolution. You either understand evolution or you don't. It's nothing to believe. Something to perceive, feel, experience. Do you believe in gravity? Come on. You can see it with your own eyes. Just gotta look. Look deeper. Deeper than that. Ah.
How did then the weather perform? Well, the weathermen and women in media looked like dumb folks all year round. If they couldn't show you some wild stuff from at home, they zap the international channels and show you something massive and terrible or so somewhere else happening. I think the weather's performance of human-inflicted and or not-related calamities are promising, and I'm sure the peak-level performance is yet to come. Weather, you are the winner of this performance review show. And I hope you had a nice laid-back time at the beginning of this year. The webpage will inform you about all the sources used on this show. By the way, I'm not continuing with the Libsyn host, but all my podcasts will be available at radioforall.net, that is radio4all.net, under the name of Kaput X Radio. There's also a contact feedback box. You can reach me by. My name is Martin, and yeah, best New Year's greetings to everyone around.
Yo, Fats, you okay?
Oh, Rasta Mouse. It was mysterious.